Are you a single believer looking for the love of your life?
Or are you a married believer looking to grow the love you already have?
If you like practical advice
based on the Word of God
with real life examples,
you're in the right place.
I'm Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
Welcome to Love with the Lines. And welcome to Love with the Lines. I'm Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
And this is episode 86.
Wow. I remember 1986.
What do you remember about 1986?
It was a good year. I was married to a hot babe named Cindy. I had not yet discovered Hawaii shirts.
And you had a one-year-old.
And I had a one-year-old.
Well, or depending on what part
well,
of
1986. Well, it depends on 86. Yeah, I was going
to say. 4 month old,
yeah.
So. But anyway,
yeah, I was going to say, it depends on what part of 86 it was.
We were in the throes of learning how to be parents.
Oh, the throes.
Yes. Anyway, yes. Anyway, so this week is Thanksgiving in the United States, Thursday. It's actually my favorite holiday. Do you know what's my favorite holiday?
Tell me, honey. Why is it your favorite holiday?
It's my favorite holiday because it's about people that I love and good food.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. There's no gift giving.
Yep.
There's no wrapping. Mm-hmm. There's no decorating, really. I've already decorated for fall.
Mm-hmm.
So
there's some decorating.
No, because Minimal. The decorations are already done for Thanksgiving when I put the fall ones up in September.
So you put the Thanksgiving decorations up for fall.
Yeah.
So there are some Thanksgiving decorations.
Yeah. The turkey platter is up on the shelf.
That's true. Okay.
Anyway,
we digress. Anyway.
And we wanted to do something about thankfulness in couples relationships, in romantic relationships. And so we looked for some articles that address this and actually found some in Psychology Today, which I'll put a link to the article in. And this is actually a 2-for-1 because it will have the article that we're starting out with, and then it actually has links to mm-hmm. supporting articles in it, and we're going to talk about one of those mm-hmm. as well. The first article is Thanksgiving is the best/worst holiday for your relationship.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting.
It's an interesting title, right? It says, giving thanks matters in your relationship and likely needs to occur more often. This originally was posted on November 20th of 2023, so last year at Thanksgiving time, and it's written by Alan Barton, PhD, who is an assistant professor in human development and family studies at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. And the key points of this article the author puts out there is feeling appreciated by your spouse or romantic partner makes for a stronger marriage or relationship. Mm-hmm. Point number 2, gratitude is something that is important to receive from your partner and express to your partner. And number 3, healthy relationships involve both partners feeling appreciated and not just one day of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So often, I think about Thanksgiving, one of the things we'll do is you have to say something you're grateful for. In elementary school, kids will make turkeys and they have to put something they're grateful for, people they're grateful for on each feather of the mm-hmm. turkey, that kind of thing. The author says, let's start with the good news. Thanksgiving can be a great holiday for your marriage or romantic relationship. Why is this so? And he says, because gratitude matters a lot for relationships. Mm-hmm. And it isn't just a sentiment that you or I may have, but something an increasing amount of research underscores as well. So I like this because they actually have research articles mm-hmm. cited in this that talk about the effects of gratitude.
And how it affects your relationships.
Right, and yeah. how it affects mm-hmm. relationships. Dr. Barton goes on to say, over the last decade, my colleagues and I have conducted multiple studies on gratitude with a wide range of couples. And he lists the links to these different demographics that they looked at and the links to the study. And he said that in this work, one particular emphasis has been to understand the effects of perceiving gratitude mm-hmm. from your partner, or another way to express that is feeling appreciated. And he says, yes, being grateful for your partner and life in general is a good thing. But in romantic relationships, we tend to think of gratitude as more of a two-way street. Namely, something that is both expressed to one's partner and received from one's mm-hmm. partner. He goes on to say, our findings are pretty clear. When individuals feel appreciated by their partner, things go better in their relationships. They report higher levels of relationship satisfaction, more confidence in their relationship, as well as fewer concerns that their relationship isn't going to make it. Perceiving gratitude from your partner can also protect or buffer a couple's relationship from the effects that commonly appear from things such as negative communication and financial strain. I thought that was a great point, because we know that most marriages end in divorce over financial issues.
Financial issues, mm-hmm. Yep.
And he goes on to say that when an individual perceives gratitude from their spouse or romantic partner, it makes for a stronger relationship. Mm-hmm. And then he goes on to talk about something called the upward spiral of gratitude and the benefits for relationships. He says, when my daughter was young, we would remind her about the importance of having an attitude of gratitude. There's a good reason for that. Research shows that expressing gratitude helps alleviate anxiety mm-hmm. and depression, which are really two common mm-hmm. mental health problems in our society right now. And it also boosts emotional and social well-being. And practicing gratitude is important for life and relationships. The author goes on to say that studies have also shown that expressing gratitude triggers the release of oxytocin, mm-hmm. also known as the love hormone, which helps strengthen the connection and bond between individuals. Gratitude is also helpful because it creates what psychologists called an upward spiral in relationships. So then he goes on to explain this. How can the upward spiral of gratitude help you in your relationship? Research shows that genuine gratitude triggers a fascinating chain reaction. The person receiving gratitude feels more socially valued and becomes more likely to invest in the relationship, giving the original person more to be grateful for. For example, he goes on to say that participants who expressed more gratitude reported greater humility, which in turn was associated with greater gratitude. And similarly, those more responsive to their partner's needs experience more gratitude in relationships, encouraging further responsiveness. Hmm. He says that when you're gracious about gratitude, you're more likely to, one, notice and remember positive actions while naturally filtering out minor annoyances, two, attribute positive events to your partner's good intentions rather than luck or circumstance, three, feel more comfortable being vulnerable, which deepens intimacy, and four, experience capitalization, an amplification of positive events when shared with a grateful partner. He says that these positive feedback loops or upward spirals, I'd never heard that term before, had you? No. Benefit us and our romantic partners. Gratitude helps day-to-day relationship functioning and is a psychological buffer during conflicts. Couples who express more gratitude tend to communicate better during disagreements and report feeling more emotionally safe even when discussing problems such as financial strains. In addition, those randomly assigned to express more gratitude over a month reported greater well-being for themselves and their relationship.
Interesting.
I know. So that's so interesting. But we've talked about that in at least one other podcast and maybe multiple times, because sometimes we repeat ourselves. We talked about that gratitude has been really important in our relationship, that we always say thank you mm-hmm. to each other for the littlest things. Yep. Thank you for bringing me a drink. Thank you for taking out the garbage. Thank you for cooking dinner. Thank you for folding my laundry. But part of the reasons that we do that is not only to show appreciation to each other, but because it fills up our basket mm-hmm. so that when the tough times come and we're having an argument or a disagreement or...
Not that we would do that.
Well, we have it in the last 5 minutes.
That's true.
We have very lively discussions.
There you go. I'll go with that one.
So when we're leading up to a lively discussion and our basket is full from the gratitude that we've expressed to each other, it makes it more likely that we're going to get through the
lively discussion
without permanent damage to our relationship. Mm-hmm. We're able to get through those times and to get through difficult times together. The author goes on to say, around the Thanksgiving holiday, you'll be more inclined to express to your spouse or romantic partner at some time and in some manner your gratitude and thankfulness. And it's a good thing to do because your spouse or partner needs to feel appreciated by you. Then he goes on to say, now for the bad news. Remember, the title of this was mm-hmm. that Thanksgiving is the best, worst holiday for your relationship. So the bad news is that your statement of gratitude on Thanksgiving does not make up for a lack of such statements over the other 364 days of the year. He cites some research on household division of labor that says that that highlights that people are not the best at knowing how much work their partner does. I need to read this study. There is a natural tendency to be more aware of our own efforts for the family and less aware of our partner's efforts. And because of that, it is deceptively easy for one or both partners in a relationship to focus on all the ways they feel unappreciated and ways that their efforts go unacknowledged. The author says that when such a scenario is present, statements of appreciation and gratitude become more and more sparse, maybe with the exception of Thanksgiving Day, and feelings of resentment and frustration build. He also says, here's one more thing we know about gratitude in couple relationships that is pertinent to Thanksgiving. Sincerity matters. If your partner thinks that you're just stating this appreciation because it's the thing to do on this holiday, or because the research experiment said to do so, it's likely not to benefit your relationship much. So what can you do this Thanksgiving? He asks, he says, make a point to express in a sincere way your gratitude for your partner. This can be something more general about who they are or something more specific that they recently did to benefit your relationship or family. Again, your partner needs to know that you appreciate them. And he says, don't stop there. Give another sincere statement of gratitude to your partner the day after Thanksgiving and a couple days after that 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 and on and on and on until you've arrived at Thanksgiving Day next year. So that's your challenge, is to keep up this gratitude expressing to your partner. And he said your relationship and maybe even your partner will thank you for it. That's a great, great article, and it really has some good points. And it's good to know that what we felt all along is actually backed up by research. Yeah, so they're all, when you look at this article, all the links are in there to the research papers so that you can read those articles and see what's behind his conclusions that he came to in this article. So then at the end of the article, there's also a list of other articles that you can click on the link to read. It's listed under Gratitude Essential Reads. And the first one in that list is called The Gratitude Effect, Love Grows When You Count Blessings. And this one was actually just written a few weeks ago. It was updated on November 13th of 2024. And the author is Dr. Gary, this is a hard name, Lewandowski Jr.
Jr.
Yes. So you can read a little bit about him in the bio of the article. But the key points for this supplemental article is that expressing gratitude releases oxytocin and creates an upward spiral of positive effects in relationships. That's what we read in the last article. Yeah. Grateful people notice positive actions more, filter out minor annoyances, and attribute good to partners.
Which we just read.
Couples who express more gratitude communicate better during conflicts and feel emotionally safer. And a gratitude shift means consciously focusing on what's good instead of dwelling on what's missing. That's another key point. He gives a quote by Neil Donald Walsh that says, struggle ends when gratitude begins. So Dr. Lewandowski goes on to say that sometimes the best and most powerful fixes are the simplest ones. When life feels chaotic and stressful, lonely and disconnected, or simply like you're drifting along aimlessly, it can seem like you need a major change. Instead of implementing a bold new life plan, the author suggests that you may only need a simple perspective shift. Your relationship thrives when you're gracious in your gratitude and don't take the good for granted. He goes on to say how you can boost gratitude. He describes gratitude as the warmth you feel when you experience kindness or generosity or cherish and savor the good things you have. It's the sense of having something meaningful that connects you to others. Gratitude is recognizing that you've experienced a positive outcome and it wasn't entirely your own doing. He says to feel more gratitude, ask yourself these questions. What small everyday things do you have now that you would have been impressed by 10 years ago?
More Hawaiian shirts.
Yes, I'm sure. I'm sure that's yours. More Hawaiian shirts, yes. What do you have right now that your 100-year-old self would like look back on fondly?
More Hawaiian shirts. Maybe not.
I'm thinking of things like...
Serious?
Our wedding picture.
Oh, yeah.
Photos of our family. Ashley as a baby and then a child growing up. And now her family and our grandsons. I have some special gifts that you and Ashley gave me that remind me that thought enough to pick out something special for me. You got anything going besides Hawaii shirts?
Well, now you're putting pressure on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think all of the above.
Okay.
Well, yeah, all the stuff you mentioned, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are some interesting questions.
Did you read them all?
Yes, I did.
You didn't read the last one.
Didn't I read that one? Mm-hmm. Oh, what's something in your life that you take for granted but others don't have? That my life is never going to be boring with you.
Mine either.
Mm-hmm.
I have you, babe.
And I have you. Mm-hmm. And that's sweet.
So, there's a song about it.
There is, but let's not try to do our Sonny and Cher impersonation.
Never mind.
So Dr. Lewandowski ends this article with the gratitude shift. 10 ways to say thank you, not sorry. And I think this is great because a lot of us apologize too much for things that are not our fault.
Mm-hmm.
He says, a gratitude shift is the conscious shift of your focus away from what's missing, challenging, or complex towards an appreciation for what's good, positive, and enhancing your well-being. Instead of apologizing or dwelling on shortcomings, you focus on a mindset of thank you. This subtle change can boost self-compassion and help you notice others' kindness, creating a ripple effect of positivity and connection. Here are 10 ways to use the gratitude shift. Instead of saying, sorry for being so emotional, say instead, thank you for your flexibility. Instead of saying, sorry for needing help, say thank you for your guidance. Instead of saying, sorry for the inconvenience, say thank you for accommodating me. Instead of saying, sorry, I didn't understand, say thank you for clarifying. Instead of saying, sorry for all the questions, say thank you for sharing your expertise. Instead of saying sorry for venting, say thank you for being there. Instead of saying sorry for being needy, say thank you for supporting me. Instead of saying sorry for needing time alone, say thank you for giving me space. And instead of saying sorry for being a burden, say thank you for your kindness. That's great. Yep. And he says, counting the small everyday blessings you may take for granted create an upward spiral of positivity that strengthens your relationships and overall well-being. Being gracious with your gratitude helps you notice and appreciate others' kindness, boosts self-compassion, and inspires us to pay that kindness forward. I would highly suggest that you check out these articles and that you put this into practice. You can start Thanksgiving Day. If you're here in the United States, if you're in another country, just pick a day and start and just make gratitude your attitude. Make it part of what you do day in and day out, especially in your relationship with your spouse or partner. I will say that these articles are written on Psychology Today, which is a very secular publication, and we may not agree with all the views that they express in the articles. So you need to decide when you read them if they line up with your belief system. We pray that you have a very blessed Thanksgiving, that you have a day full of celebrating your relationship with your spouse and your family, and that you get as much turkey and mashed potatoes and gravy as you want.
Yup.
So until next time, have a great week.
God bless. Bye now.
Bye.